A leading waste management company, Zoom Lion, today organized a cleanup on the premises of GBC as part of the company's contribution towards the corporation's 80th anniversary. The public affairs manager of Zoom Lion, Robert Coleman, who led the joint Zoom Lion and GBC staff in the cleanup, said the exercise will be replicated every quarter to keep GBC, a leading communications organization, very clean. He spoke to George Ankara.
GBC is 80 years old, and GBC is a state broadcaster, and certainly some of us, we have been affiliated to GBC for a very, very long time, and therefore we cannot decouple ourselves from the anniversary and the celebration that is going on. We decided to write formally to GBC that as part of their celebration and also as part of our normal work plan, we want to team up with GBC staff so that we clean GBC and its immediate environment. We are very much aware that Accra Metropolitan Assembly is going to embark on premises inspection from the 1st of September, and therefore we know that some of the environmental health officers will be coming to GBC to come and do some inspection. Look at what is going on, your surroundings, the gutters, whether some places are weedy and all that. And we don't want GBC to have any problem when it comes to that. And that is the major reason why we decided that we would affiliate ourselves to GBC and do this cleanup exercise. Let me also say that this is not going to be a 9-day wonder where we do and then we leave. We want to draw a comprehensive strategy. If every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, we'll be coming to do the cleaning in GBC, collect all the garbage, send them to the final disposal site, and also embark on massive disinfestation. Because as we clean and distilled some of the drains, we saw rodents, flies, and all that.
For some time, we've been talking about our attitudes towards waste disposal. Mr. Coleman, a lot of these bad disposal practices are still going on despite the June 3rd flood disaster. What concrete steps are you people taking to go into massive education in the local languages for our people to change their attitudes so that we improve the sanitation situation in the country?
I do agree with you entirely that one of our major, major challenges has to do with the fact that people are not complementing our efforts in terms of changing their attitude. And it is a huge problem for Zoom Lion and other waste management contractors, especially the assemblies. We have resolved that we will be organizing massive public educations throughout the length and breadth of the country. We have 216 MMDAs, and we have instructed all the regional managers together with the district operation supervisors to come with a comprehensive strategy so that we will be educating people, especially in the local dialect.